Welcome to Style Soul Podcast, where creative style meets fashion, decor, and well-being. This is your host, Barbara Culkin. Join me at www.barbaraculkin.com, the place to style yourself and your space to success. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the 57th episode of Style Soul Podcast. And today's topic, I've been getting a lot lately. It's all about keeping that messy pile of shoes by the front door organized. You know what I'm talking about. And if you're a mom, you especially know. You know, your kids come home from school, they throw one shoe off in one direction, the other shoe goes off in the opposite direction, and you have a multitude of shoes. Shoes for sports, shoes for school, your husband's shoes, your shoes, boots, cleats, just an overload of shoes. Oh my, and overwhelm takes over. So today, I want to share with you a quick remedy for the shoe organizing dilemma. Okay, so here is the solution. And this is my absolute favorite. I use this myself. And you know I love baskets. You got it. Put a large basket by the front door entryway. And you could get a basket that matches the color of your decor, in your style, and make it look stylish. Not, you know, a laundry basket. I'm saying a nice decorative basket. Put it by your front door and just throw the shoes in there. Keeps everything in one place, looks organized, and you can get multiple ones if you'd like. I actually recommended this to someone and they got two bigger baskets for her shoes and her husband's shoes and two smaller baskets that matched for her kids' shoes. And it looks really cool, really pretty. And you could do that as well, but it looks so nice and clean. And, you know, there's times when you just walk in, you see like a swarm of shoes at your front entryway, tripping over them, and everyone gets frustrated, and you can't find the other shoe when you're rushing to get somewhere. And I know we've all been there. So this is just a lifesaver. And, you know, I actually use this method as well, like I said. And as a matter of fact, I actually have one by the back door, too. My son has a lot of pairs of shoes. I mean, we all do. But he can't decide between one day if he wants to wear Spider-Man shoes or plain shoes or car shoes. You know, off they go. One shoe here, one shoe there. So this basket method works wonders. And as a matter of fact, we actually do this for the summer as well. What I do is I get a decorative, like a metal aluminum bin for flip-flops. And it's very pretty and has a nice beach scene on it. And, you know, painted it across, it says flip-flops. I keep it by the back door over the summer. You know, we're big beach people. We love flip-flops and sandals. I have them like in every color. My husband loves them too. And my kids have all different character styles. So we accumulate a lot of flip-flops. And this keeps them really organized, especially if they're like wet from outside. Just throw them in the bin. They're easy to find, easy to put on and out. And it's great. Keeps everything looking nice and organized and styled. So try this method and let me know how it works for you. If you enjoyed this episode of Style Soul Podcast, like it and share it with your friends. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode and share your comments at www.barbaraculkin.com and get the Style Scoop by signing up. Feel fabulous, look stylish, and live beautifully. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next time on Style Soul Podcast.